as Texas Tech Monday night will be playing for the national championship.
Welcome all to the Mac McClung episode of the Air Raid Podcast. Then whatever the Matadors, you are on once again with your boy. I'll be sure. I got my main two guys with me. First up, Dylan Smythe. What's up, Dill?
Well, to be honest, a whole lot of nothing. Just another day in quarantine paradise, but, you know, it is what it is. Mac McClung, that's what's up.
That's what's up. And Jeremy's not in quarantine paradise. He lives in Texas. So, Jeremy, what's up with you?
Oh, you, I'm gonna avoid that to avoid any political controversy. I'm good, man. It's been a really good week for me, and gonna have some Indian food tonight, so I'm pretty excited. And I'm also gearing up. I've got my war helmet on right now, and I'm putting bulletproof vest on as we speak for what's about to come.
Bulletproof vest on because Mac McClung has just committed to Texas Tech, highly touted transfer prospect. I mean, out of high school, he had all those ball so hard videos because he was doing between the leg dunks in game, doing the Jordan shrug after staring down an opponent, right? He was on all these Bleacher Report videos because he's a white guy that can dunk, and everybody loved it. And then after 2 years at Georgetown and Patrick Ewing being 7 feet tall and yelling at people, he said, you know what? I'm out of here, and he chose to come to Texas Tech. Everybody's tweeting at him. Derek Culver, Pat Mahomes, other people that no, I mean, other than those two, nobody really cares. But those two guys were tweeting at him. But Jeremy, you don't like the move. You were tweeting today. You had your war helmet on. You're not a fan. What's up? Bro, what's up?
Let's back up. It's overhyped. That is my theme for today's podcast, is that
Mahomes, the Super Bowl MVP, wanted this.
My man, that's what took it over the top. That's what took it over the top for me, is that there's so much, and we'll get into the specifics, but there has been so much overhype about McClung coming to Texas Tech. And I for one really appreciate that, like, we have alumni that care. You know, there are some schools that once their athletes are out, they don't care anymore. But we have athletes that are pretty close. I mean, it's like their experience at Tech has been pretty close enough that they're still tweeting at potential athletes to come to Tech. And so that's really cool to see. I think if we're not doing the same for some other athletes, like Santos Silva, then there's an issue.
So you're saying that you don't feel like Santos Silva was just as lauded as are just as wanted as McClung?
If he had a red carpet rolled out for him, it was at least 20 feet less than McClung's.
What do you think, Dylan?
I think that's fair. I think Santos Silva will end up being the better pickup in the end. I'm excited about the Mac McClung pickup, but maybe not as excited as other people. It's funny, we joked, you guys might do like a bad, good cop, bad cop scenario later, and I asked if I could be indifferent cop, because I've talked my way into both sides of this argument a few times in the last week, so I don't know.
Well, maybe if Santos Silva was getting highlights on ESPN, there'd be a better red carpet, right? That's the reason why. Santos Silva ain't got no highlight, he ain't got no clout, okay? He ain't got no clout. If he had clout, you know what I'm saying?
If he had a ball so hard video, then people would appreciate him.
If he had a ball his life mixtape, then he'd be set. But he didn't have that. All right, that's on him. Really, you can't dog McClung for that. All right. All right. So for my real opinion, so McClung at Georgetown, I never really liked him. I haven't really liked Georgetown in general because Georgetown to me has always been the basketball Tennessee, right? Tennessee in football is the sleeping giant, the team that I think has the best chance to go from a laughing stock to a national championship contender, similar to Alabama before Nick Saban got there. And that's how I feel about Georgetown in basketball. I feel like Georgetown should be a blue blood just up there with Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, all those schools, and they're just a really talented coach away. And that talented coach is not Patrick Ewing. So I didn't like Georgetown. I thought McClung was overhyped. And when he was looking at us, I said, there's no spot for him. He doesn't fit what we're doing. He's not going to start. We have Davide Moretti. We have Terrence Shannon. We have all these guys. And he wants to be a point guard. Where is he going to be? He's going to come off the bench as like the eighth man. It wouldn't make much sense. Then something happened, right? The only senior on the team, the only four-year senior on the team left for Italy. Davide Moretti signed his contract for Italy. There's a spot. We need a new veteran white guy on the team that can lead at the point guard position. And guess what? Mac McClung fills it perfectly. The more I think about this move, the more I kind of love it. I do think he's a little – I do agree with Jeremy that he's overhyped, right? He's not – like, he's being treated like the best transfer prospect out there, and he just simply is not. Santos Silva's the better pickup. There's no question about that. I think I saw this article that was ranking the transfers, and I think he was eighth on that list with Santos Silva being second, and that's appropriate, right? That makes sense. Fun fact, Matt Harms was not on that list whatsoever. But I think he now, with Davide gone, fits this team. And I think when Davide left, honestly, I've been touting this to be the 2021 National Championship Texas Tech team for the last year. Davide leaving, maybe I kind of took a step back a little bit. I think he's one of the most important players on that. Getting McClung, I think, not because he's just this great player, but more so because he fits now. Where he wasn't fitting before, now that piece fits. Even though the piece is a little shorter, because I don't think he's as valuable as Davide would have been. But he fits now, and we're back where we were a couple days ago.
I completely agree with you, Albie. I think that before Moretti left, you're looking at this decision. You're looking at, you know, McClung and Tech, and you're like, there's just really like we already have our guy. Like Moretti ultimately has a lot more experience than McClung had, both just in basketball, but also in the tournament, and he was incredibly more efficient. Now, and I've actually seen some people try to make the case that McClung is actually a little bit, he's going to be more efficient than Moretti. He just needs the right school.
I'm just like, honestly,
I think you're really underappreciating Moretti's talent and his ability to play very, very well. He wasn't as flashy. He never has dunked at Texas Tech, and that's okay. I would argue
that there's very, very few people in the nation more efficient than Davide Moretti. And that's there's an argument that he's the most efficient player in college, or was the most efficient player in college basketball.
Was it last year, right, that he was the top free thrower in the nation?
Yeah.
That was just one aspect.
So he's so incredibly efficient that you just can't replicate that, right? We're not going to see the efficiency from McClung as we got from Moretti. But, what you hope for is that you see maybe some other things. But another problem is we're not going to see the shooting. McClung ain't a good shooter, right? Like, a lot of people were touting his shooting, and I'm like,
we got to explain that, Albie. We got to break that open, because some people will disagree with you right off the beginning.
He's not a good shooter. He's a good – I'm a big Kobe fan. I love Kobe. But, like, it's one of those things where we can all – and I'm a big Harden fan, too. We all know that Kobe and Harden ain't the most efficient players in the NBA. And McClung's similar to that. He's a volume guy. He'll jack up a lot of them, and he'll make enough to where he averages that, 16, 18 points a game? But he's a jacker. He's not that efficient, right? He's not an efficient shooter. The Tech offense is all about efficiency, right? Like, last year's our biggest problem is we weren't very efficient. We need to be more efficient. And going from Davide to McClung ain't really helping that.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so this is where my greatest grief comes from, is that everybody who I've seen, especially on Twitter, that is on this McClung train, is just saying like, 15.7 points a game, almost six, like he's gonna bring that here, and we're about to be up in like the hundreds. I'm like, I don't think you understand Georgetown. And that's why I put a poll out this saying, okay, are you excited about McClung? People are like, this is so retarded. This is a stupid question. Of course we're excited. Okay, have you ever watched Big East basketball at all? And it was pretty much no. And it's like, if you don't know Georgetown basketball, they're running, like, it's so fast paced. They're going one side of the court to the other. That is not Texas Tech. Our Final Four run, our national championship run, was built off of slow, methodical, picking the right shots and keeping your opponent from getting you out of pace, right? So, like, we dismantled Michigan because we were able to do that. We dismantled, well, dismantle would be a strong word, but we got all the way we did because we play slow, methodical basketball. And we didn't have the players this year, at least efficiency-wise, with a shot selection, to get across some games that we would have last year. And so we're trying, I think Beard is trying to build this team around people that can make methodical decisions in crunch time to get us the baskets we need and not to lose possessions because we play such a slow game. And McClunk is coming from a school of thought of like, you know what? Screw it, man. I'm going to get this turnover. I'm going to go dunk. Everybody's going to
love me.
I'm going to get these buckets. Like, I'm going to get all these buckets. I don't care if anybody else gets buckets. I'm going to get my buckets. And that is directly in line with the reason that he's staying in college basketball. NBA prospects are like, hey, we need to see a lot more from you. And so he's going to come. He wants to be in school. What he said, one more year. He's like, I want to be in the NBA next year. So you already know he wants to just prove himself, which is a direct contrast to people like, I don't know, Namari Burnett, who says, you know, honestly, I want to come to Tech to help them win a championship and work on my game. And it's like, you know, we have to kind of pump the brakes with this kid. Like, I'm not saying he's not going to be good, but people are just saying that this 15.7 points per game is coming across.
Jeremy, you hate him. Anyways, Dylan, what say you?
We talked about efficiency and just the replacing Davide Moretti with Matt McClung. It's not a straight replacement. That's not how this is going to work out. And then the other thing that concerns me here is fit. And Jeremy kind of alluded to it as well. It's just the things Matt McClung does well are not the things that are ingrained in Texas Tech's identity. Volume scorers, we don't have volume scorers. Jemiah's tried that. It was okay. Like I said, I'm still very lukewarm on the whole thing. A little bit of a hot take here. I think the best thing that could happen is McClung doesn't get a waiver and then has to sit out a year, and then he could be our point guard next year. That's best case scenario for me.
He would hate that.
It defeats the whole purpose of why he's coming, and he's coming to be the starting point guard, which is... motive, I question. I don't want you to come here to just improve to be an NBA prospect. I want you to come here because you want to be a Red Raider. What are you trying to say, Albie?
Yeah, well, a couple things. One, so if I think McClung has a city year, he'll probably just take his chances in the NBA and go to the G League or what have you. But the main thing, though, is that how many transfers actually come to Tech to be a Red Raider, though? Right? Like, why did Tariq Owens come to Tech? He wanted to be a Red Raider. He came to Tech so he could improve. He could go to he thought that Beard could help him go to the NBA. Why did Mooney come to Tech? Because he thought that Beard could help him go to the NBA. Same with Chris Clark, same with TJ Holyfield. They thought they saw a team and a system and a program that was successful in the tournament. All right, I should say that Owens and Mooney also wanted to go to the tournament, right? But like, these guys saw a chance to play Big 12 power basketball, be in the tournament, and improve their professional status. And for Mooney and Owens, it worked. I mean, they both played NBA minutes this year. For Clark and Holyfield did get picked up by a European spot. I'm sure Clark will too. But that's why these guys come here. So I get what you're saying as far as like you questioning his motives. Is he's coming here to improve his draft spot, et cetera, et cetera. But that also doesn't. The best way to improve your draft spot is winning. Right. And I do think that that's something that he has to know. It's like the best way to improve your draft spot. The main reason why guys like Mooney and Owens got looks, the reason why Tariq Owens was signed the day of the draft was because he went to the national championship game. He doesn't go to the national championship game. He doesn't go to the Final Four. He doesn't go to the Sweet 16. Nobody cares about Tariq Owens. Nobody cares about Matt Mooney. Right. And so I think that winning solves everything. Stats is the stats, but winning solves everything.
Right, I think Dylan is alluding to like the conflict of interest that if he's just going to be working on, if he's going to be coming down, and you said it earlier, Jamias Ramsey tried to pull the whole volume shooting thing, and Jamias actually took a lot of coaching from Beard, so this is not to say that McClung won't, but he tried the volume shooting thing, and he tried to own the game at the late points of the game in a multitude of times, and in a multitude of times, it ended up costing us the game, not hitting an open player or not making the right decision. It's like you want to like boost your stock, but there is a point where you are going to probably make the wrong decision that does not get the win for your team.
But how much was that selfishness, and how much of it was 18 or freshman versus what McClung will be a junior?
Yeah. And so that's the big question. Like, I don't have that answer, not until he comes and puts on the scarlet and black. But it's something that, like, I'm cautious about.
Let me ask you guys this. So Mac McClung put his name in the NBA draft, and obviously he got some feedback basically saying they need to see him play point. And that's why he's coming here. He's presumed going to be the starter, which what?
And defense, too. Those are the main two things.
Yeah, defense.
I thought it was interesting that Kyler tweeted at him saying, telling him to come here, probably knowing that he took his job. But where was I going with this? Oh, no. Okay, yeah, this is where I was going with this. So he's coming here to improve on the skills that he's not necessarily great at. Like, do you see that in a positive or a negative light? Like, is it, oh, he's going to come here and become a complete player, or is he going to come here and be exposed by his deficiencies?
Well, actually, no. So I think I got to say what he's saying. So, like, for me, so Dylan, basically what you're asking is that do I see a situation to where it's either he's going to become a, he's going to add the strengths he currently has and then add the improve on the things he's trying to work on to become a complete player, or he's going to forget the skills that he have, try to become this complete player, and flat fail at everything, right? Yeah, and so I think the thing about it is that that's where coaching comes in, right? And we believe in, everybody in the world nation should believe, outside of the city of Las Vegas, believes in Chris Beard as a coach, right? And so I think it gets to the point to where it, Chris Beard, everything he does is for the betterment of the team, right? Like every thing that he thinks of is for the betterment of the team. If McClung comes in, and I know, Jeremy, you brought this up a couple of times in Slack chats, and not just you, but a couple other Viva guys talking about him coming in with a big head and thinking he's all this, all that. Like, if there's one person that I believe has no problem benching a player that thinks he's above the team, it's Coach Beard. And if it's a situation to where Mac McClung then regresses or is no longer the player that he needs to be, what happened to Chris Clark last year, right? Like, when Chris Clark regressed, Chris Clark didn't play. I think the same thing. Yeah, Jamyce Ramsey, same thing. Jamyce, and that's still, I think, I'm still very upset about this, but both Chris Clark and Jamyce Ramsey in a close game where we could have needed both of them did not play, right? An overtime game, did not play. So, like, I think Beard has no problem benching McClung if it's not for the betterment of the team. And here's the thing. Is we talk about him being the point guard. We low-key have another point guard, Namari Burnett. Namari Burnett's 6'3". He can play point. He's a good ball handler, too. I'd argue he probably should be the point and put McClung at the two, right? But at the very least, you have two point, quote-unquote, point guards, even though Tech's offense really isn't like that.
Here's the thing.
But you have...
I would make that argument too, but you think McClung's here to play point.
McClung's also here to work on defense. I think that's another thing we also need to miss is that, like, and this is where we're getting a good cop, bad cop with his comparison to Matt Mooney, but Mooney wasn't known for defense before he got to Tech. Mooney didn't become known for defense until he left. Jamyce Ramsey wasn't known for defense until he got to Tech. And even his defense was questionable at Tech. Now he's known as a 3-and-D guy going into the draft. Because even though he was questionable defensively at Tech compared to other Tech players, he's still better than defensively than the majority of the guys in the draft. All right, you go to Texas Tech, you learn how to play defense. More than anything else. More than anything else. You learn how to play defense. Davide Moretti is probably the worst defender on our team, and is a better defender. He's gonna go to Italy and be one of the best defenders on that team as a rookie. Like, that's just what we do here at Tech. So even though I get one hand, because on one hand I agree with y'all on Tech's offense isn't predicated on the 1-5 thing. It's a very move the ball around last year, four different guys would bring the ball up in our lineup, right? Like Chris Clark, who's our 6'7" power forward, was bringing the ball up. That's not that important as far as point and guard play goes, but it's quick decisions and defense is the main thing you're going to get from a player at Tech. And I think that's one of the reasons why McClung, you know, came. I think I argued that really, if he really wants to boost his draft stock more than anywhere, in my opinion, it was going to the two schools that know how to get guys to the league, which is Tech and USC. And he was going to get the point guard, stereotypical point guardness from USC if he went there, because they had a spot for him like that, and they know how to get guys to the league. And on the other hand, you were going to get the defense, quick decision, all that stuff from Tech. And he chose Tech.
Albie's making some solid points, Jeremy.
Hey,
no,
man.
No, I know. Let me tell you. You got a smooth debate going here, Albie. I could listen to you all night. So let me say, like, honestly, if it comes down to, like, McClung thinks, okay, I need to really work on my defensive game because my offense is really good. So take, like, somebody like Trae Young, volume shooter, does not care about defense. So we have McClung, volume shooter. And this is where you get into the, this is where my ultimate question comes from. Is it Georgetown that gives him the terrible, like, efficiency ratings on both sides of the ball, or is it him? And we're going to get the answer whether we like it or not come this season or next if he doesn't get the waiver. But if his decision came down to who is going to make me a better basketball player defensively, Texas Tech, that gives me encouragement. That shows me, like, okay, he wants to come here to really improve his game. The cynical part of me is just like, okay, maybe, like Dylan's saying, like, yeah, he wants to be a point guard. He wants to come to Tech and take the spot because, yeah, Namari Burnett may be good, but, I got more experience and Davide's out of there. And, you know, Kyler wasn't really good that last year. I cannot stand a big-headed person just in general. It irks me to no extent.
But we don't know he's big-headed, though, is what I'll say.
I don't know.
We're assuming, we're thinking, right? Because we're thinking, we've seen the highlights, we've seen I've heard people that know him say that and I think there's one thing that could be good for this team, because people that know him say that he's a dog. Like, he goes out there and he gets it, right? And I think that was something that we had early on last year and we kind of missed down the stretch. It's something we had the year before. And if he's the dog that some of the people that say they know him say he is, that's only a benefit for this team.
That's true. That's what we're made of. Dogs and defense, the double D's. He likes his street dogs, but I gotta see it, you know. And it's just, the hype for me is just undue. Like, I don't care about your videos of you dunking. You're dunking on breakaways. If you can't dunk on a breakaway, and I get that you're shorter or whatever and white, but if you can't dunk on a breakaway, then you have no business playing D1 ball.
Yeah, you know, Davide.
Yeah, Davide, why'd you never dunk? There were so many chances, Davide. So many chances. You just wanted to keep that rating, his efficiency rating. Just boop, boop, just easy for you. Nice layups. He's just a foundational player.
Before we get out of here, one last thing. We've already teased it a little bit, but our new segment we're going to start, we're not going to do it on every pod, but we'll do it. It's called Good Cop, Bad Cop. A comparison we saw on Twitter that I thought made sense. Jeremy thinks it's shameful. So usually, if y'all listen to the podcast, and I know everybody in the world does, including Chris Beard, thanks for listening, Coach. Usually, I'm usually the guy that has the unpopular opinion, that has the unpopular Tech opinion, that goes against the grain. This time, I'm with it, that Mac McClung is Mac Mooney 2.0. However, Jeremy says that is shameful, that is ridiculous, that Mac McClung couldn't wipe Matt Mooney's shoes. So bad cop. You go first.
Hey, you set me up so horribly there. I can never let you speak first. okay, let me tell you where we're going to diverge. You don't know, when Matt Mooney comes to Texas Tech, you're like, I don't really know this guy. Doesn't really play defense. I mean, he shoots well. He was shooting at, where is he? South Dakota State. I forgot he went to Air Force too. South Dakota State, you know, he's shooting well. But he doesn't play defense. So he comes to Texas Tech, gets coached up well, becomes one of our most efficient defensive players on the team. And the steel maestro, more or less, just steals every game. So then we have Mac McClung. Great offensive numbers. Kind of okay efficiency, not good defense, coming to Texas Tech. So there's a big question mark, and people want to already put their faith in McClung, like, McClung's going to be Mooney. He's going to come in. He's going to be like this wicked, wicked master of stealing the ball and just being the best all-around defensive dog you've ever seen in your life. And he's going to maintain, don't worry, he's going to maintain that 16 points per game. Don't you worry about that. And I just don't see it, because somebody with the efficiency of McClung does not keep that efficiency when they switch their play style. He may get better at defense, but his offensive number, his points per game, is going to go down. He is not Matt Mooney. Matt Mooney improved in every aspect of his game when he came to Tech. I think McClung will have to sacrifice the amount of time he has with the ball for an increased defensive efficiency. Am I crazy here?
Yes, I'm gonna tell you why. So first off, so you did not you I actually changed your opinion on you thinking that Matt, you saying that Matt Mody was known for his defense beforehand, because I did remind you that Matt Mody was not known as a defensive player before he got to Tech. He was known as a defensive player afterwards, as a steel maestro afterwards, but before, when he was at South Dakota and Air Force, nobody thought he was this great defender. Now, let's get one main reason why they're compared out of the way first off, is that they're grad transfers. No, I'm just joking. It's because they're white. So that's the main reason why everybody's comparing the two, is that they're both white. But I will say that though Matt Mooney was a better shooter at South Dakota and at Tech, he's a better shooter than Mac McClung. And I don't think there's going to be a situation where McClung all of a sudden jumps up unless he's been shooting 500 threes at the gym. But outside of that, I mean, Mooney at South Dakota had a little dog in him too. At Tech had a little dog in him. That's why he was such a good defender. And McClung kind of brings that same energy. I think the difference is that I'll give you a non-white comparison. In the NBA, Russell Westbrook is known as this good defender because he's a dog. Russell Westbrook is actually a pretty bad defender. I've said that when he was with the Thunder, and he hasn't really improved since he's been with the Rockets. He's a pretty bad defender. But because he's a dog, people assume he's a good defender. Same thing that's kind of happened with Mack and McClung. However, when you come to Tech, you can't just be a bad defender. We kind of already talked about it, where Jamias Ramsey is just known as a subpar defender by Tech fans only because he's not as good as he wasn't as good of a defender as the other players on the team. He wasn't as good a defender as a Kyler Edwards. He wasn't as good as a defender as a Terrence Shannon. But compared to all the other draftees, he's a great defender. And that's what McClung's going to get, because guess what? If you don't play defense at Tech, you're not playing. I mean, it doesn't matter. Coach, it doesn't matter who you are, because it's not like Mack McClung's going to be the highest rated recruit on the team. It's not like Mack McClung's going to be the biggest highest jumper on the team, the best shooter on the team. So it's not, what clout is he bringing other than you got to work for it? So that's why I say, comparatively speaking, it matches up. And one thing we're talking about efficiency, Matt Mooney, he has a good three-point shooter, also wasn't that efficient at South Dakota. Get this, Matt Mooney at South Dakota had a 22 PER. Mack McClung, 21. Not far off. So it's like, that's what I say, is that the comparison is right there. The biggest difference, Matt Mooney played the two, Mack McClung, we're thinking, will play the one. That's really it. But again, in Tech's offense, it really doesn't matter. How many times do we see Matt Mooney bring the ball up, start the offense? How many times do we see Jarrett Culver, whoever, bring the ball up, start the offense? There's Moretti. There's really more guards and big men. It's really the only way to separate it when it comes to Tech. It's just guards and big men. And McClung's going to be a guard. So, I think the comparison's good. Not just because they're both white 6'3" players that can dunk sometimes, but also because they're both dogs. And I believe that McClung's going to be a decent defensive player next year. I think he's going to have to be if he wants to go to the league. And I think him wanting to go to the league and wanting to be the best player he can be is only going to help Texas Tech get some wins. So I've changed my opinion on Mack McClung. Have y'all changed your opinions on Mack McClung, that he's going to help Texas Tech win a national championship? Or are you going to be a hater your whole life, Jeremy?
Hold on. Let me jump in here. The only other comparison I've heard for Mack McClung is Dante DiVincenzo. So
okay, that's just a bad comparison. All right, we've seen some pretty crappy comparisons, right? Like Jeremy on the main account tweeted that Dante is 4 inches taller and can shoot. That was hilarious, first of all, and people came down on us for it. That was, I mean, he's Jeremy. You're right. Like this,
honestly,
you're right. No, he's not white, Dante. He's not Zaire Smith. Come on, Red Raider Sports.
Oh my God. Yeah. Red Raider Sports needs to back up.
Come on.
Y'all don't do Zaire like that.
Zaire Smith. Come on now. Y'all are better than that. He's not either of those guys. Dante DiVincenzo. I wish he was Dante DiVincenzo.
Hey man, me too. Man. 4 inches is a big difference in basketball though.
Yeah.
But I guess answer your question, if I do feel better about it, you've made me feel a little better today, Albie, about it. But I'm going to side with Chris Beard in that he won't let Matt McClung not play defense. He won't let him not make smart passes. And if he doesn't do those things, he won't play. So
he won't play.
Right. So I think he's going to challenge Matt McClung to and get him right. And so we've seen him, Chris Beard, do it with countless other players. So if you like Jeremy, just put your faith in Chris Beard.
So let me ask you this. One last question and we'll get out of here. Dylan, I'll let you answer first. Is Mac McClung the difference between not winning a natty and winning a natty?
No.
Jeremy, is he the difference?
Yeah. You know, if let's say that we're done recruiting and we're already won over the scholarship, so we have to get rid of somebody, and that sucks. But say we're done recruiting.
Or your boy Avery Benson can give up his. Has he already given up his?
I don't think so.
He needs to. Anyways, continue.
Such a nightmare.
That's another conversation.
That's another conversation. I don't think it's the difference maker. And I'll be honest, I didn't really know who McClung was because I don't really watch those kind of videos. I don't keep up with kids in high school that much until they're like, oh, I like Texas Tech. Then I'm like, okay, I'm going to look at you a little bit.
I'm happy you don't keep up with kids in high school, Jeremy.
Hey, some people in this world, Abby, some people in this world be stalking these athletes on their Instagrams. I'm like, man, let them be kids.
If you were driving around in a van keeping up with kids in high school, we'd have a lot more questions than the ones I've given you. So
let that be a PSA to all you weirdos out there tweeting at recruits. Leave them alone. I don't think so. I don't think that this is the difference maker. I think it certainly helps. You know, if we're saying like he does get better on defense, like the way Mooney did, he does improve his shot selection. Yeah, it certainly helps. I'm all for it. I don't want people to hear me wrong. Like Dylan said, you got to put your faith in Chris Beard. He's not going to let him play if he sucks. And that's the thing. So I think but I think we have a really strong roster outside of McClung. So if he comes in and fits into that piece, we're set. But if he doesn't, we still got a really strong roster.
You know what the piece that puts us over the top is, right?
Kuminga.
There it is.
There it is.
If had you asked me that name, I would have said yes.
That's
100%. So guess what? I'm gonna say it does. I'm gonna say it does. This is the reason why I'm gonna say that, because I think Davide leaving is bigger than people are making it to be. Like, I think Davide leaving, he should have left. Like, all power to him, right?
That's absolutely. That was a smart decision.
He should. And I know it's a tough decision because it's basically the choosing between a strong run in a national championship, which you'll never get another opportunity again, or living your dream. And his dream is different than most American kids' dream, because his dream is to play professional basketball in Italy, right? Like,
yep.
We don't necessarily see that growing up as a success and not playing the NBA, but for him it is, and then it should be. But I think Davide not being on the team is huge, right? Like, we don't have that. Like, we don't. I think four-year players in college basketball at one school is a huge thing. Like, the more veterans you can have is the great. And now Kyler becomes the biggest veteran on the team. And I think that though we're not going to get the same leadership from McClung because he hasn't been at Tech for 4 years, he still played power conference basketball for the last two. Right, Big East basketball ain't no joke. It's a good league, and it's comparable to the Big 12. Right? Like, that's something that I'd argue, with the exception of Chris Clark, like, TJ Holyfield didn't have that coming in. Tariq Owens didn't have that coming in. Matt Mooney didn't have that coming in. McClung does. He's played Big East basketball for the last 2 years, a big conference that knows how to play basketball. So I think that just knowing what to do for the last 2 years, he already knows more than I'd argue anybody else. So once he's up on the Chris Beard way of doing things, and he's up on with his teammates, I do think that Davide leaving, I can no longer have the same confidence of us winning the national or going to the Final Four. With McClung in the fold, even though I don't think he's going to be as efficient as Davide, I think he has the talent, right? I think the talent's there, and I think that puts us back into the fold. Now Kuminga again is a much bigger prize, but I do think McClung gets us back into the picture to where if we just went without Davide, I couldn't have put us there anymore.
I can respect that.
So, yeah,
Jeremy's got some Indian food to pick us up. Get us out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here. It felt really weird going with public opinion for a whole podcast. I don't like it. I don't like it. but yeah, now I even told some of my friends that I didn't like the move a week ago, and now I'm campaigning for it.
You got to call them back.
30 minutes. I don't like it. Fraud. But yeah, no, McClung to Tech. It's a good thing, guys. Stop being haters, especially Stop being haters. Don't be haters your whole life, Jeremy. All right.
I'm just a Dylan's Tech fan, man. I gotta
Dylan's
get it.
Dylan's been a hater for half of his life because he's indifferent. So it's not his whole life. Dylan's been a hater. Dylan's known for being a hater. Jeremy, come on now. I expect more from you.
That's true.
Jeremy, anything you want to say?
Not a thing.
I didn't think so. You got
Trust and beard.
Dylan, you got anything to say?
Jeremy's hungry. I just want to say we have one podcast coming at you in the near future. We're basically just going to break down the whole roster, including new transfers, new commits. 2021 roster breakdown podcast coming your way.
Coming soon. I got nothing else to say other than, nothing else. Enjoy. Oh, put a mask on. What's wrong with you people? Put a mask on. All right. Anyways, for Jeremy, for Dylan, this is Albie. As always, stay wrecked, people.